why you do. Later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why don't we do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we are back. Begin another week. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. And it looks like tonight it'll be just you and me. I need a little time to catch up and talk to you. Tomorrow night we will be off, Mike. We will be away. And we'll have a rebroadcast. Wednesday night we will be back with a guest, undoubtedly. Thursday night we have Jeff Bennett again, Republic Trading. Friday night, of course, as always, Scott Smith. Well, where do we begin? Where do we begin? There is so much I'd like to talk about tonight and catch up on and like your views on. I don't know where to begin. I'm that proverbial mosquito in the nudist colony. I know what I need to do, but I don't know where to begin. All right. Well, why don't we begin at the beginning, as they say, huh? First of all, we'll talk a little bit about the rally coming up Wednesday in Washington, D.C. We tried to get a hold of Jim Gilchrist and the Minutemen Project. He's just been swamped with so many media interviews and so much planning that he just could not be with us tonight. But he will be there in Washington, hopefully. And John Clark, again, Americans for Immigration Control, will be there in Washington, D.C., and they will be right at the west side of First Street, I guess it is, the Capitol building, where all the rallies are held, at 11:30 on Wednesday, 11:30 to 2. And, hey, this is a chance for those of you who can make it to be in that area, to get out there and do what needs to be done, to be at this rally and this huge big statement to Congress and the White House that we don't want any amnesty program for lawbreakers. But in fact, we want to punish them, and we want a program immediately to begin of closing the borders and doing what needs to be done, getting the troops on the borders, bringing them back to defend America, not the New World Order. This will be the basic crux of the rally, and that's what the Minutemen are all about, as you know. So when we come back from the break, we'll chitty-chat a little bit about this whole process and all about the border and the betrayal of the border and what's going on in Congress right now. Even as we speak, we'll be talking about this issue because, as far as I'm concerned, no one wears a halo over his head in Congress. There's the good. Let's put it this way. There aren't the good guys and the bad guys. Okay? I would say there are the less bad guys and the more evil bad guys. Can we put it that way? Why not? All right. Sensenbrenner, we'll talk about him. We'll talk about that bill. We'll talk about Bush. We'll talk about the New World Order and why America is now in her last death grip. And what needs to be done, if anything, can be done at this late hour. So we'll be talking about that and much more tonight as we begin Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Adams here, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Well, we're speaking right now for this time about the borders or lack thereof. You know, Jim Sensenbrenner, who's a Republican from Wisconsin, he's the guy, he's the point man on immigration, and he has said that a guest worker program like the one proposed by George Bush is amnesty, and that he cannot accept it in a final immigration bill. Now, those were his words. He said a guest worker program that applied to illegal aliens already is here as amnesty. That's what he said in an interview in the Washington Times. Now, as chief House negotiator in any House Senate Conference Committee on Immigration, he said voters will not accept a plan that amounts to amnesty, and said Mr. Bush's proposal would simply push the problem down the road. It seems to me that if you give these people the temporary cards, and the president talked a little bit about that in Kansas, whether they are 3-year cards or 6-year cards or any other term, how do you get them to go back home when they expire? We end up simply postponing the decision on what to do about illegal aliens until the validity of those cards ends. Now, you see, this is what George Bush has said. It's okay to break the law. After all, he's been doing it for a long time. Constitution, remember, is a GD piece of paper, right? That's exactly what he said, and that's exactly the way he behaves. It's a piece of garbage, as far as he's concerned. Now, he's the piece of garbage, not the Constitution, of course. But George Bush continues each and every day to be one of these arrogant rulers in the end times of the Roman Empire. The only thing that's missing right now is him dancing around naked at Washington galas and having sex openly in front of everyone. That'll come next, I'm pretty sure of that, given his proclivities. So this is where we are, 2006. And Sensenbrenner says he's not going to accept it, but he knows better. That's political rhetoric. You know it and I know it. He knows these congressmen, these senators are bought and paid for. They've sold out, as John Clark has said. And they're going to do something. They're going to do something bad. Sensenbrenner also said when Congress and the White House agreed in December 2004 to increase the U.S. Border Patrol by 2,000 agents a year, and then 2 months later the president only funded 210 positions, it was embarrassing both to the administration and those of us who fought for increased assets for border protection. And that was on the intelligence bill that passed, you see. That's what that was all about. Sensenbrenner has said we're not going to accept a compromise. Yet I would be willing to bet dollars to donuts that is exactly what will come, because you know downright well George Bush and this Congress, this so-called Republican Congress, is not going to do the right thing. It has never done the right thing in my memory. Why should it begin doing it now? So we have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce having meetings with Luis Ernesto Derbez, the Secretary of Foreign Affairs in Mexico, and that was in December, and that was here in the United States, in Chicago. And this is what the Minister of Mexico said about any House bill attempt to rein in illegal aliens in America. He said, quote, "What they are doing is saying that it's okay to use fake Social Security numbers. I don't think that anybody who's in business ought to be condoning the use of false documentation." But Mr. Sensenbrenner said, if they continue promoting speeches by Mexican government officials, then maybe they ought to register as an agent of a foreign government under the law, under the Foreign Registration Act, says Jim Sensenbrenner. Of course, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce doesn't want any such thing because they are, an organization that operates without borders. Economic internationalism. Quote, "The conservative movement that elected Ronald Reagan twice, George Bush the first once, and George Bush the second twice, is essentially a movement of grassrooters who don't like to take orders from the top, and who revolt when they believe they are betrayed or bossed by those that elected them. That's why the grassroots abandoned the first George Bush when he reneged on his no new taxes, read my lips promise." You remember that, ladies and gentlemen? Huh? I do. I sure do. Resentment against this administration is still festering after the combination of threats and bribes that pushed through those votes in Congress to pass Medicare prescription drug program and CAFTA in 2004. In demanding a guest worker amnesty, this administration is taking the unpopular side of a party division that is at least 80-20 against it. So that's what Sensenbrenner replied. That's what he says. And yet, you and I know darn right well that it's all a ruse. It's all a ruse. Uniformed Mexican bandidos invading America, drug tunnels, we hear about this every day. Drugs, machine guns, Humvees, soldiers in battle dress arrive north of the border. North of the southern border of the United States, all of this is going on. And, of course, many of the Republicans are willing to sell their souls to see to it that amnesty is incorporated into this bill. Chertoff says, don't worry. They are merely criminals. Last week, the Homeland Security Secretary, son of the devil Michael Chertoff, dismissed reports of possible Mexican military incursions into the United States as overblown and scare tactics. Remember we talked about it a few weeks ago? He said those involved in the crossings may have been dressed in military uniforms, but they are just criminals. They are not military, but they are wearing camouflage, as someone may assume they are military. This from the man who heads up the Homeland Security. Pretty good. Then we got John Negroponte, National Intel Director, taking the same line of propaganda. Mr. Chertoff also said a significant number of the 216 confirmed incursions since 1996 were innocent, noting that police and military units in Mexico pursuing criminals may step across the border because they do not know exactly where that line is. That's a new one. That's pretty darn good. Law enforcement officials yesterday noted that the Texas-Mexico border is clearly marked by the Rio Grande. So that was a in-your-face to Mr. Chertoff. An Arizona congressman yesterday demanded the State Department take immediate diplomatic action to stop the Mexicari military incursions into the U.S., saying U.S. Border Patrol agents face a continuing threat of being killed by rogue soldiers protecting drug smugglers. Two-term Republican Representative Rick Renzi, in a letter to the Secretary of State, Condi Rice, said reports of Mexican military units providing armed escorts to drug and alien smuggling operations represented narco-terrorism in its purest form. Now, what did Condoleezza Rice say? Virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. You know why? Because Condi is more concerned with being an errand girl for Israel, for the globalists, for the New World Order, for the empire. They don't want an incident, they said. They said these are local matters of concern. Let's not make a worldwide issue of it. But let's go after Iran for alleged nuclear research and the purported goal of someday having an atomic weapon. That's more important than defending America. That's more important than defending our hemisphere. So Chertoff, the Homeland Secretary, is telling the reporters, the media, that Mexican military incursions average about 20 a year, and they're declining. And he called the concern over the issue overblown and scare tactic. That's what he says. Now, we know who Chertoff is. We know what he is. We know that his loyalty does not extend to the United States. He's another citizen of Israel. He's another citizen of the world empire. And his alleged boss, George Bush, continues to scoff at the idea of protecting our borders and the idea that illegal invaders should be treated as criminals. Like I said in opening the program, ladies and gentlemen, the man who's in the White House is a criminal. Why would he be expected to oppose criminal action? Why? Good questions. These are questions that will be addressed Wednesday in Washington, D.C. If you're planning on going, you'll be there and you'll meet. 11:30 to 2 p.m. is the time for the rally on the west side of First Street, the Capitol, where the rallies are held. You'll see them there, you'll see a group there, and hopefully that group will be larger than 15 people. Hopefully. Either way, don't expect media coverage. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. This is just one of the subjects. When we come back, some new information on those racist cartoons concerning the Muslim religion in Europe. Stay tuned for more. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back, and we are going to be going right to the phones in just a moment. Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443. And you may interject your phone calls with what I am talking about tonight. We just started off talking about the so-called immigration bill, the Sensenbrenner bill, and what the Republican Congress may be doing as a betrayal to the American public. We fully expect them to do so, unless there is a good rally in Washington and an avalanche of criticism, a barrage, if you will, aimed right at their necks. And right now, I don't see that happening. I just don't see that happening, ladies and gentlemen, because America is too preoccupied with having fun. Fun. All right, let's go to the phones and say hello to Linda in Wisconsin. Hi, Linda.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
There's something that's bothering me, and this has happened from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Utah, I was with Eagle Form.
Yes.
And with Phyllis Schlafly.
Yes.
Since I've moved here to Wisconsin, different things have come up, and I've heard Charlotte Iserby on different programs.
Yes.
And she is the first one that has woke me up to who Reagan really was. I
mm-hmm.
voted for him twice.
Mm.
Today, I heard Phyllis Schlafly on her five-minute radio program, and she was praising Reagan for bringing down communism.
Mm-hmm.
And that famous handshake with Mikhail Gorbachev.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. Just the other night on Liberty Radio, I happened to hear Charlotte Iserby on that station, and there was one live segment, and the second hour was a taped segment. And she was telling, when Reagan was the president, how he had signed some documents with Gorbachev that had to do with merging the United States into total communism, police state, and also something to do with the educational system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the point that I'm trying to make here, why is Phyllis Schlafly not addressing this problem? Why is she not out in the forefront like Charlotte Iserby is and telling the people who look to her? In fact, today I just got a piece in the mail from the CCIR meeting that's coming up with his name, Szymanski, or
Greg Szymanski.
You know, the border, the freedom fighters down on the border.
Well, Citizens Coalition for Immigration Reform. Yeah.
Well, she's on as one of their supporters, and I think that's great. But there seems to be, there's certain people that are in this patriotic movement that they're still with this Republican conspiracy, and they will not let go of it.
No, you're right, Linda. That has plagued me often in the past, and I, like you, have banged my head up against the wall asking how is it that people can be so deluded and so thoughtless in believing in this Republican goody-goody two-shoes Ronald Reagan administration, when Ronald Reagan was a total disaster for this country as far as I'm concerned. You look at Paul Craig Roberts, and he's a great writer, and he's a prolific columnist, but he served in the Reagan administration as an economist, and he, too, will apologize for Reagan, saying he was a conservative. But Ronald Reagan and George Bush, father and son, are not that far apart. You have to realize, as you do, that all of these people were under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Globalist Network, and the grid system. So none of them did anything to pull back from the New World Order, because if they did, they wouldn't be president. It's that simple. Now, Phyllis Schlafly, I think, is somewhat aware of this. But Phyllis operates in an old-line Republican, right or wrong, conservative mode. She will not break with that. She will not come to grips with reality for whatever reason. And I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't kowtow to that. And I've interviewed Phyllis on this radio network, and I have stated that. The problem with Phyllis and many like her is that they live in a fantasy world, a world that does not exist. The Republicans are every bit as bad, if not worse, than the Democrats. Let's face it, there's no difference.
I would like to see some time for these two women to come together on a radio program.
Mm. And you mean finally, Charlotte and Phyllis?
Yes, and finally have this hashed out where Phyllis Schlafly is going to admit, yes, these things are true. And then my question to her is, why is she not sharing that information with people that belong to Eagle Form?
Well, it took her a long time to really jump on the anti-immigration bandwagon. It took her a long time to do that, to realize it was time to break with the past and get with the program. Phyllis is very slow to change. I don't know that we could arrange such a program. I don't know that she'd be willing to engage in a discussion. But, you know, it's worth a try. And certainly we should pray for Phyllis and pray for others that they might be granted wisdom. I've met Phyllis. I know her. I've known of her work in my state against ERA and so forth. And I think we should try to do some soul searching and work. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
We'll pray that might be the case and hope that we can bring Phyllis up to speed. All right, more calls when we come back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, I am, and Monday night edition, Uncensored Radio Free America. Prior to me taking more calls, I would like to bring you up to date on something interesting. The Bilderbergers and the anti-Islamic so-called editorial cartoons. Here's a tidbit of information you might not have known. Marit Eldrup, managing director of companies that published the anti-Islamic cartoons in Denmark, just happens to be married to Anders Eldrup, who has attended the last 5 Bilderberg meetings. He is a former head of secretariat at the Ministry of Economic and Business Affairs and deputy director of the Danish Energy Authority. She must be a very useful contact for her husband, I would say, huh? He's chairman of DONG, D-O-N-G, the big state-owned energy company, Danish Oil and Natural Gas, which is soon to be privatized. Very interesting, huh? Here's another one. Let me see whoever the heck that one was. I don't even have it in front of me, but one of the people involved here is a previous editor-in-chief of Politiken. Another of J.P. Politiken's Huzz newspapers named Toger Seidenfaden, also a long-time, big-time big-time Bilderberger supporter. So it is interesting to see some of the connections here between these powerful globalist elitists and what is surfacing now in Europe, the anti-Islamic cartoons. It's interesting because someone sent me a cartoon itself today on the cartoons. It was interesting. On the left of the page, it says, Holocaust denial is a crime in many European countries. And on the right, it said, with regard to anti-Islamic editorial cartoons, we believe in freedom of expression. So you go and figure. You see the hypocrisy here? And they may talk about the hypocrisy of some of these Islamic governments, and certainly there are a lot of hypocrisies. But none of them comes even close to the outright lies and distortions and hypocrisies, the double standards in the media in this country and in Europe, who are owned by very powerful individuals. Indeed. We will get into that in a few moments. Now let's take some more calls. 800-313-9443. Larry in Florida. Hi, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Great. I just got a big laugh out of what you just said about the freedom of speech for the European newspapers to drive the Muslims crazy. And then Ernst Zundel is sitting in a prison cell rotting.
Yeah.
For the last 3 years, he's kidnapped out of Tennessee and sent to Toronto, and then now he's in Germany. I tell you, it is selective free speech, isn't it? Selective outrage.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the main thrust of my call here was I have my own way of protesting the immigration situation.
Okay.
You know the yellow ribbons that are on people's
yes.
cars, you know, bring the support the troops
yes.
and so forth. Okay, well, my yellow ribbon says, bring our troops home and put them on the Mexican border. And I bought several of those from the National Vanguard bookstore mm-hmm. up in Hillsboro, West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I pull up to a red light, I check out my rearview mirror and I see people reading my mm-hmm. bring our troops home and put them on the Mexican border ribbon.
Yeah.
And I see them laughing and grinning and pointing and trying and calling attention to their passengers so they can see it. And I'm getting thumbs up and all kinds of things. And I've already given several of them away to strangers who mm-hmm. who was admiring them.
Mm-hmm.
So, the vast majority of the public is totally against this amnesty business and, mm-hmm. and illegal immigration. And the vast majority of the public wants the troops, mm-hmm. American soldiers mm-hmm. on the border.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our government is, you know, our government and a lot of people are addicted to the cheap, compliant, exploitable Mexican labor. So, you know, unless we can just, you know, really push this and push it and push it, I don't know if we're ever going to straighten this thing up. More people was all excited about the Super Bowl than what's happening on our southern border.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the talk of the town, you know, when it's the World Series or the Super Bowl or
yeah.
some other major event. That's far more important than whether we can survive this winter and yeah. heating bills. And that's the problem. See, these people that are bringing this country down, the enemy within, they know human nature and they know they have dumbed us down as a nation so badly now that they can just pick up the pieces. It's a mopped up operation as far as they're concerned. That's the way they look at us. It's just a mopped-up operation.
Yep.
It's a matter of time before they will bring us down totally. Because when you look at the reality, we are in, right now, we are besieged by real threats on all fronts. Economic, political, geographical, military. We are being now reduced, as the Empire of Rome was, to nothing more than a total and complete debacle. Where the enemy is within, the barbarians are crossing the borders, and we are rotting from within with ball games and sports. That's what's happened to us.
Oh, yeah. And I'm only one guy, one working-class truck driver, but I download these print-your-own leaflets things mm-hmm. off the National Vanguard website, and any gathering of white people I can find, they get – they get these things at the beach or wherever under their windshield wipers, or I hand them out at rodeos and country western concerts. And I've been doing this for years. I've been doing this since 1997, but I'm only one guy in my area. And if we could have a bunch of other people working hard at, on their days off, just going around distributing leaflets, anything, mm-hmm. because, you know, there ain't that many people listening to shortwave radio. I wish there were, but there ain't. And so that we're intruding into their bliss by putting something under their windshield wiper. You know, they have to read it.
I wouldn't say, Larry, that there aren't a lot of people. It's a relative term when you say there aren't many. Many compared to what? The fact of the matter is that more people now listen to shortwave than many of these so-called big networks. People are listening because the networks have turned them off, because they know there's no truth to be found listening to these talk show hosts, okay? They're nothing more than script readers for the government, for the Republicans and the Democrats in some cases, whether it's Air America or whether it's Sean Hannity or any of the other phonies. It's all a staged act. You know, and the people are getting tired of it. Rush Limbaugh's numbers have come down. Some stations have changed formats. You know, it's like it's the same script we heard when Father Bush was president. And we were hearing about Clinton and we were hearing about Jimmy Carter and we were hearing about how bad the Democrats are, but nothing about how bad the Republicans are. So I think the numbers are showing a growth, a real growth, and we can see that just on this program alone. So, hey, I got to run. Thank you, Larry, for your call. Good job, good call. I appreciate it, and we will talk again. All right, let's take more calls. Clinton in Wisconsin, hello. What's on your mind tonight, Clinton?
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Do you have any idea if anybody is doing any carpooling?
You mean to Washington?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I don't. I really don't know. I talked to John Clark today, and everybody's making plans. He's on the move now. People are getting in their cars. They're driving there. But as far as carpooling is concerned, I really have no idea. You know, it's a tough time because it's during the weekday. It's not on a weekend either. People are working weekdays, a lot of people, our kind of people, you know.
Well, it's a real involvement to do something like that type of a distance, and then all the pressure that everybody has, and the compromise that we all live with.
Yep.
So it's just a set of complexities that puts those people right on easy street and allows them to continue to have their way with us.
Surely, that's what they're doing, yes.
You know, so many things were well said by you tonight, Rick, and other times that just... I wanted to ask you, I've been meaning to ask you, if you really feel like and believe that America is represented either spiritually or allegorically in the scriptures as Babylon.
No.
You don't,
no.
Huh?
I don't believe that at all. I believe that's ludicrous because you have to know the definition of Babylon. It fits one country in the Middle East and only that one country.
I look at it as a system of commerce and an empire.
Well, it is, but it's not America because, see, Babylon is defined, right, as a city that denies Christ to the core, the city which murdered the prophets of old going back thousands of years. That's not America.
Well, hold on here a moment. Maybe the entire parallel hasn't worked itself out yet. For example, I'm sure you can't argue with me that America is... as a people have turned their back on God when a man who calls himself a Christian, or even a man for that matter, mm-hmm. allows himself and his daughter, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11 years old, to be manhandled by these punks in these school systems. That would never happen to me, Rick. They'd either put me in a penitentiary for life or I'd have to hide in the woods for the rest of my life. I mean it. You know, how can a man call himself a man? All right, so right there, if your daughter... can't have her relationship with Jesus Christ anywhere she exists. We have no freedom in Christ, no freedom of religion, no freedom of self.
Yeah,
so America's gone.
That's
number
true.
Two,
that,
point
that
number
is true.
Two about killing the witnesses are mm-hmm. about to show up any day now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel maybe you know, America will put them to death. You never know. Look at how these police shoot people in the back all the time, man.
Yeah, but see, that's not the biblical city that we're talking about.
Well,
see,
well that's
it's
why
a
I'm
city.
Asking you to consider
right.
this.
I am. I have. I've studied it for years. And the only city, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is Jerusalem, the city that murdered the prophets going back thousands of years. A city on seven hills, by the way. That's another definition. In
you
America,
have to be right about that. It makes too much sense.
Yeah, I mean, a city on seven hills. Now, they say Rome is the city of Antichrist, and this is what the, you know, the John Hay guys and others would have you believe. Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, it's Rome, Rome, Rome. They have the city, the color of red, you know. They've got the little red beanie caps on them, the bishops, when they go to the Vatican. Therefore, it's Esau, it's Edom. And that is just hogwash, Glenn.
Yeah,
that
modern,
is nonsense.
The modern-day Medici is represented in these European families to this yeah. very day.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And
so,
you know why I brought that up again? It's because, you know, I put a lot of emphasis on
right.
Revelations 18 and coming out of her.
Yes,
it's, from my perspective, I mean, wouldn't you agree that, you know, we do have lots of information in the scriptures that tell us what we really have to do
yes.
in God's law right
we
now?
We do,
to,
we do.
And that is to come out away from them and not be involved with them
and
at all.
And regardless of what country you're in, where you are, to come out from amongst that system. That's right.
Right.
That's
so right. this is the biggest compromise that we keep ourselves in because we had this thing that we were proud of. It was honorable. It was civil.
Right.
You know, our representative democracy expressed in a national republic. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's gone. We have to be mature now and realize it's been destroyed and it's gone. We have to turn to God and ask God what next. And God tells me to come out of it. Don't bother going and knocking on their door no more. Come amongst ourselves and gain power amongst ourselves.
And live as peaceably amongst ourselves, the Christians, as we can and wait because the thing is the time is short. And you're right. You're right. The country itself has fallen. The country fell over 60 years ago when we accepted FDR.
That's
and
right.
Social Security. That number, just think about this, Clinton. That number, that Social Security number, it's not called an SS number for nothing. Because
yeah.
that's where we are today. And, you know, the people who gave us that system then took it from Mussolini's Italy, the fascist symbols and the fascist state, and they brought it here, and they knew someday that number would not just be used for people to collect their SS checks. It would be used for driver's license. It would be used to commute, to work, to do everything. And that's where we are now.
But that's certainly where I'm at. You know, truth be told, that number keeps me alive, actually. I'm so dependent on that. You know, people with disabilities, you don't have no choice. Where are you going to go? And then once you have a reputation like mine, you know, like after the dean from the architecture school I graduated, I confronted him for stealing my drawings and using them to build a building to further his political career. Nobody's going to hire me no more for even standing my ground.
Well,
you know?
It's difficult. You know, even today, if you had a credit card and you've fallen behind and you couldn't pay, you go look for a job. Now, all of a sudden, they say, well, sorry, but we can't hire you. And they look at that credit card report. It's everything today.
Yeah,
the
so,
system is all money. It's all about money and control.
But there you go, pontificating with platitudes again. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's not all, right? You just said it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it very difficult for me to find people in my life that are not like that, though. You know, it's so pervasive.
It is. It is pervasive. It's a system, a mindset. And this is what's leading up to the Cain symbol. The symbol of Cain, the 666 mark, is really his system of social engineering, social control. You see, what they've done is substituted the state for God.
Oh, no fooling.
That is what they have done to us. Yes, they've pauperized us. Yes, they've taken our tax money and made us wards of the state. Yes, they have done all of this to us because we let them. Years ago, our forebears who betrayed us let it happen because they didn't know what was happening to them. They really didn't. They didn't understand.
I get kind of crazy now and then, and I've had this crazy idea lately about Oprah. And I think that instead of sending 15, 50, 1,000, whatever we could muster to Washington,
yeah.
we got to go to Chicago and sit, camp on Oprah because Oprah is a person who professes, she professes to care about people's welfare and her human suffering.
Yeah.
And she may be either a Christian in her heart who's afraid to profess that because of the pressure on her, with and she has to answer to that someday anyhow.
Right.
Or she may be possible to help Oprah, you know, accept the Lord like everybody else has, and then use her power for the very limited time that they still allow her to hold it to reach tens of millions of people. I don't want to go beg no stinking politicians. We have everything we need, and God's given us everything we need right now to free ourselves from this filth.
Clinton, it's worth a try. Anything is worth a try.
That's what I'm saying. We need
to be
creative.
I don't disparage any effort, believe me.
We need to be creative. We need to reassign how we use our resources, because it says right there that the people have the right to alter or abolish, and we're the people.
Okay. Clinton,
good night,
thank
Rick.
You.
Thank
Amen.
You very much.
All right. Good points. We'll ponder them, all right? We'll ponder them and these cartoons and what Christopher Bolin, again, has written in the American Free Press. Be back. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
I'm back. One of us is back anyway. My producer has taken off. No, he's there. Just kidding. All right, 800-313-9443. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez insisted today that President Bush is fully empowered to eavesdrop on Americans without warrants. as part of his program of the war on terrorism. And he exhorted the Congress not to end or interfere with the program. Gonzalez's strong defense of Bush's program was challenged by, of all people, Republican Arlen Specter, chairman of Judiciary, and even committee Democrats during this sometimes contentious questioning. I don't know if you saw bits and pieces of it tonight. It was a good show. It was a good show. We had Specter standing up, well, sitting down, but you know what I'm saying, proverbially standing up to Gonzalez and telling him that even the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that the president does not have a blank check. Specter suggested that the program's legality be reviewed by a special federal court set up by the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And this idiot gets up there, this scumbag, Gonzalez, and says, what the heck, George Washington 200 years ago used this tactic. Abe Lincoln used it in the War of Terror and the Civil War, and even our beloved FDR. He used these tactics, violating the law, violating the Constitution. Hey, that's good. That's the way you win a war, right? Crack some heads. Break some eggs. You make an omelet. That's what Gonzalez said. Well, he also sidestepped the whole question of whether we should be allowing illegal spying and wiretapping on Americans by just saying, quote, obviously we would consider and are always considering methods of fighting the war effectively against Al-Qaeda, unquote. How do you like that for an answer? Boy, if that isn't evasive, if that isn't a very vague and ambiguous way of answering a question. However, he did say the court was already quite familiar with the program. He also said he did not think the 1978 law needed to be modified. And then he said, to end the program now would afford our enemy dangerous and potential deadly new room for operation within our borders. Well, I have to ask the question, who's the enemy? Al-Qaeda, which conveniently knows no country of base, no country of operation. It's worldwide, and therefore we have to fight a worldwide globalist effort against this nefarious enemy. And what if it's not Al-Qaeda? He's saying everything that attacks America must be Al-Qaeda connected. That's the implication of what Gonzalez says. You see, we have to spy on Americans who are, just say Rick Adams is conferring now with somebody from Iran because he'd like to get somebody from Iran on as a guest, maybe. That must be Al-Qaeda. That must be Rick Adams tied in with Al-Qaeda, you see, because he's contacting somebody who could be linked and is linked in the minds of the neocons to Al-Qaeda. So, guess what? We can pick up Rick Adams. We can take members of RBN, listeners, pick them up, take them home, torture them, kill them, do whatever we want with them, because that's the way you defend America. Hogwash. Stay tuned for more. I'm Rick Adams.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.